The SA Music Show with Tabiso Kambule on Jacaranda FM.
Nina Brand, welcome to Jacaranda FM.
Thank you, Tabs. Thank you so much for having me.
I have to go back into this, right? How we met. I don't know if you can remember.
I do indeed. Actually.
Tell the story. I want to see if we have the same story.
Yeah, it would actually be so interesting. Yeah. So back in, I think, 2017, my brother and I performed at the Duck, is a Duck and Trout event in Dalstrom.
Yeah.
And yeah, I met you there and we've just been in contact since.
That is amazing. You are on the spot. That is 110% correct indeed. And ever since, you've just been making music, man. You've been going from, can I say, glory to glory. Tell us about basically where it all started for you, where your music journey started to basically where you are now.
I think, like, when I get this question, it's not as straightforward. A lot of people say that, you know, they started singing at the age of 4 or 5 and they just knew. My journey was very different. I pursued a lot of different things. My parents always pushed us to just, like, enjoy everything and new things. So I was never like, okay, music is this one thing that I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life. But I did really, really find instruments really intriguing. So when I was 6 years old, we were visiting family friends and I saw a guitar and I was just like, I really want to play this instrument.
Sure.
And so the following year when I turned 7, I asked my parents if I could have a guitar for my birthday and they gifted me one and I was like, oh, okay, well, now I have to learn how to play this. And I was so frustrated. I went for lessons, couldn't figure it out, and I kind of just let it go. And then fast forward to when I was about 12 or 13, I had been singing in choirs and doing estetfids and all of those things. And I picked up my guitar again and I just started playing by ear and figuring out how to play chords to match or to go with my singing. And that's kind of where it just started to become a passion for me. And then again, fast forward a couple of years, I decided as a very shy 16-year-old that I now want to go on Idols. And I applied and went on the show and it went really well. Didn't really know what I got myself into, but I ended up being on the top 16 in the live shows. And ever since there, then the music just kind of sprouted and I grew alongside, like, just trying to figure out what's happening.
What a story.
Yeah.
What a story, man. And she's got another story to tell us about where she went to and actually took the title. En dit was nie plaaslik gewees, dit was actually oor see gewees. En dis hoekom ek altyd sê op die show, right? We have your talents, we have your we have your Black Coffees making moves overseas. You know, we have your Shoma Josies that sang about John Cena, and she got to be on so many other shows right around the globe, which is amazing. And that is the type of music that we play. And that's why I'm so sold out for the show as well. That's why I'm so sold out to spend time with you on a Sunday evening where we play 4 hours of Localist Lekker, man. And I also bring you, of course, the guests. Nina Brand, ons praat met haar en ek het 'n verrassing toe vir haar gehad. Maar, Netina.
The SA Music Show on Jacaranda FM.
The SA Music Show on Jacaranda FM. En soos wat ek nou gesê het, ek het 'n verrassing vir Nina gehad. En ek het vir Jackie volgende gevra. Jack is natuurlik haar pa.
Hallo Topsy.
Ja, oh man, dit is so lekker om van jou te hoor. Dit is so lekker om van jou te hoor. Nou moet ek vir jou vra, Nina, how proud are you of your daughter, man?
Yes, my friend, it's, you know, children are there for you and you support them, but I'm really so proud of Nina. She's been doing so well and she's been very structured in what she does, and it's a very difficult industry that she's in and or trying to make her way, and she just keeps on going. So no, we're very proud of her. We're very proud of what she's achieved, and obviously the way that she's doing it.
And I must take my hat off to you, Dad, because as you say, you know, it's a saturated industry, but you have chosen to support her. Why did you choose to say, okay, I'm gonna be 110% behind you? Because I was actually talking to someone else the other day and they were like, and they actually didn't study for music because they thought they were going to waste their parents' time and money. But why did you decide that, okay, cool, I'm going to support my daughter 110% in this?
Well, first of all, I mean, she's your child, so you need to support them. Obviously, they need to make proper decisions as well. But, you know, you want to live your dream, you want to follow your dream. And if someone else is not going to support you, at least your parents will support you. Yeah. And but she, I think she's got the talent to take it a little bit further.
Oh, that's amazing, Jack. And kom ons fast forward. Ek het nou net so ietsie baie los gesê, en ek sê, jy weet, ons overestimate wat ons kan doen in 'n jaar, en ons underestimate wat ons kan doen in 5 jaar. Waar sal jy love om haar te sien in 5 jaar van nou af?
O, die man, as ek afgetree, dan sorg sy vir my.
Ek love it. Ek love it, so jy het een plan gehad, jy het een plan gehad.
Yeah, ek wil baie graag, en sy moet goed doen, en sy moet daar buiten wees, en haar naam daar in die liggie skryf. En, maar sy moet gelukkig wees, sy moet happy wees, en weet, whatever she achieves, and if she's content with that, then I'll be happy.
Dankie baie. Bye.
Oh, that is so sweet. Oh, Tam's always hitting us with the surprises.
Hey man, it's what I do.
Oh, that's very special.
Nina, het gepraat van surprises, gepraat van goeikies. So of course, as we do a lot of research and we do a lot of things. You basically do quite a lot, and not just music. There was a time in your life as well, and in school, that you actually did sport. There was a time where you had a bit of a setback of an injury, but you took that. It's so amazing to me that you took that as an opportunity to actually get to know your mate a little bit better in the team that you were in, and you actually took that setback as an opportunity. How did you form such a beautiful relationship with a setback?
I think when you are constantly on the go and you have so much going on, which we just spoke about briefly, you miss a lot of things. And I think you kind of roll with the punches and you're just like moving forward. And when you do get hit with a setback, it provides you, or it gives you that opportunity to just take a step back and be like, you know what, now I can't do A, B, and C. So what else is important? What have I been missing? So I think, yeah, having that time off, it just provided me with like, you know, a whole different perspective. And I think whether it's an injury or literally anything else, I think it's so important for that to happen. And it's happened many times in my career so far where, you know, doors have opened and they haven't been the right doors, or they've closed on me, and you just go back to the drawing board. And I think, like, you know, if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be where I am now. And I see those setbacks as redirection. I never regret doing anything. I just think that, like, you know, it's just you getting guided onto the path and like
that being you're supposed to be.
Exactly.
How do you deal with rejection? Because I think this is something that even I must say, still struggle with, because we go to four auditions. I go to a lot of ad auditions, and then of course it doesn't happen, you know. How do you deal with rejection, and how can you motivate someone out there who's a singer just like you? They've went around, they've tried a lot of things, but they are not just getting through.
Yeah, I mean, exactly as I just said, I truly believe that there's a space and a place for everyone in this world, and you'll end up where you should be. And so every time I do, you know, get rejected or something doesn't work out for me, I truly just see it as redirection. And I think knowing your worth is a really, really big part
100%.
Of that. I think if you know exactly what you want, or not even sometimes exactly, if you know where you want to be, and for me, the biggest thing is keeping your dreams alive. If you can always keep your dream alive, life's going to throw different things at you. Your paths are going to change. Your goals are going to change. But your dream will ultimately always be the same. And for me, I just get like drawn to that dream, and like my path just figures itself out. So I'd say just keep dreaming. I think people who give up on their dreams, they then start to give up on themselves and they forget what their worth is. So yeah, that's the biggest thing, is like believe in yourself, because no one else is going to do it for you.
You believed in yourself so much that you landed in Los Angeles.
I did. Wow.
Tell us about that story. Yeah.
So at the time, like you said, I've done a few things. I finished school and I was doing a chefing degree. I was studying at culinary school. And during that time, I kind of knew that, you know what, this isn't really for me. I love the culinary arts, but my dream is to be a musician.
Come on.
And I was just so drawn to that constantly. And in the time, I just went for an audition in Cape Town. And I landed the audition, and this agency called the DMH Agency took me over to this convention in LA, and it was an amazing experience. It's not just for singers, it's for dancers and actors and models.
Sure.
And we were exposed to just so many people in the industry, like managers and agents from all over the world come to watch talent over there. And I think that was just such an amazing opportunity. Mm-hmm. And to also compete at that level with, you know, musicians and actors and sometimes all rounders. I felt like everyone else could like sing, dance, act, and you know, do all these things. And yeah, it provided so much exposure for me, met really cool people, made good connections. Actually ended up winning the vocal category.
Come on now.
Which is amazing. Like, I mean, if I didn't go and try, also I think those things build up your self-esteem as well, which makes it easier to believe in yourself again, because you know it gets affirmed.
It's like a building block. I absolutely love what you just said there, because exposing yourself to all of these things and trying over and over again, this precisus what you'd also say, if you had this, it's like a building block basically to the next thing and to the next thing and to the next thing. And I have to ask you this. In music and in what we do, and I've shared this with my listener the other day, that you know there is a thing called a post gig depression.
Yes.
But I want you to basically, and I want to connect it this way, right? There's a part of you that loves, just before a show, you love being alone in a room, and you love just basically rehearsing there, getting your voice ready and stuff like that. And that space is alone, right? And there's also the loneliness of the music industry and the road that you go on. Are those two lonely situations very similar?
I'd say yes and no.
Sure.
I think being alone just before a gig and warming up for me is a place where I just find myself and like centering myself, because I'm getting ready and I'm excited. It's calming those nerves, but also just ensuring that, you know, you're ready for what's to come. So it's a quiet space. It's a positive quiet space for me. It's very exciting. But once you performed, and you know, you would know as well, you get hyped up by the crowd, the 100%. Energy, you know, you've been waiting for this gig, you've been preparing for it. And then when you leave and you go home and you're either alone or with family or whatever the case may be, and the days to follow, there is that thing. I never actually, before we had that conversation about this once, I never realized what it was. You just kind of hit this downer.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a lonely place, but it's not the end of the world.
Come on. 100%. Because you get out of it, right?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And the way I see it is, obviously, we're human, so we have emotions and things fluctuate. But again, that's such a positive experience to me, because I'm like, if I hit this low, it's because I hit it high, and I get to do this. I'm so grateful for that opportunity that I was able to perform. So again, I just, you know, go with the motions, let it be, don't think about it too much, and move on to the next gig.
Come on. I love that, because you know what I'm trying to create here, and I see it with a lot of people that I meet up with. They're always like, oh, it must be such a high, it must be so cool working at radio. I'm like, yes, there's pros and cons. Just like with everything, there's pros and cons. But I love what you said there, is the fact that, you know, even though you are down, it's not like you're going to stay there forever.
Yeah.
But you also have to allow yourself to get in touch with those emotions as well, because you're human, which is, oh, I love that, which is absolutely amazing, man. Das ook 'n baie keer en kant aan jou, Nina, which I absolutely, absolutely love. You're four people. I know a story where you actually helped someone to an extent where they needed books and they wanted to read books, and you made it possible for this person to get books and to read books. How important is it for you to take care of, kan ek sê jou medemens?
I think it's extremely important, and something so dear to my heart, and something that comes
naturally.
Exactly.
I can see it.
It's something that I think every human is like this, and I think everyone should always be caring. It's not something, I genuinely don't feel like I'm super caring. I always think that, you know what, I could be someone that has less, or I could be this person that ends up in a situation. I just always try and put myself in someone else's shoes. I have been very fortunate and blessed in my life, and I know that a lot of people aren't. And it's just, I'm very, very passionate about just, I don't know, I feel like everyone deserves a chance.
Come on.
And there are just too many people. And I thought about this the other day, especially in our country, and this is the SA Music Show, that are so busy trying to survive that they don't even have the chance to dream.
Ooh.
And that really hits me to my core, because I'm so passionate about keeping your dreams alive. Mm. And that is, it saddens me. And I just, if I can be like a drop in the ocean and maybe help someone literally just have the thought of having a dream, it's my biggest pleasure. It's not even a choice. It's just something that needs to happen. And I think my biggest reason for doing music, yes, I'd love to be a full-time musician and keep doing this for years and years to come. But my biggest mission is to be able to give back and like spread awareness about these things, because, you know, there's a lot going on, and not even just in this country, in the world, and everyone needs a little bit more love and a little bit more kindness, and I would just love to spread that.
Man, I absolutely love it. Spread it. There is something that also caught my attention. There's a TikTok video that you made, and I thought it was so important for people to actually see this.
Mm.
And that is, sometimes we need a huge following to be able to get into music records, to be able to get into certain places.
Mm.
What is your feeling about that?
Yeah,
I got biome to say.
Yeah, so much to say.
Biome to say, which will actually even cancel me. But
exactly. So I'll try and say it nicely. I don't think a following or any kind of number should ever determine your worth, or your talent, or anything that you're able to do. So that's why I posted that video.
100%.
I think as a independent artist and someone creative and someone who needs to like do almost everything for themselves, like, you are your own team.
Mm.
I experienced so many things, and I don't even realize that people don't see that. I'm always like, yo, I don't think people realize how much work goes into it. And I was like, it's because they don't see this. And so I was like, I don't know if people actually realize that this is how it goes in, I think, just the creative industries. Because after I posted that video, and for people who don't know what it was about, I was basically speaking to a label, and they had told me, we really like your music, but, you know, we can't sign you unless you have 50 to 100,000 followers.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, thank you so much for your time. And this happens over and over and over. Mm. It's not the first time it happened to me. It's also not the end of the world. I mean, like,
agree.
You always, especially an independent artist, reaching out to different resources, seeing, you know, where people can help you. But getting back to the story, I saw so many people comment after that, and they were like, I'm an author, and it's the same in publishing, it's the same in acting and modeling and this and this and this. And I was like, wow, like, people really relate to this. And a lot of people that aren't in those industries just didn't know.
Mm.
And the biggest reason for me posting that was to just make people aware of how important their support is, and how grateful, like, creatives and just people are for that support. So it wasn't meant to be a negative thing, or I don't want anyone to feel sorry for me. It was
awareness.
Really, yeah, just awareness. 100%. And I think people responded really well.
Mm,
and I'm glad that they know that now, because I don't think people realize how important it is to go and stream a song. I mean, we make 0.001 cents per stream. I mean, you're not making money really from that. And how important it is to go to shows, to buy that ticket, and to support the arts and music, or anyone really. So, yeah.
I love it. Love your answers. There's something huge that's about to happen in September.
Mm. Yes,
please share this with me, because I'm like, what?
Yeah, oh, wow. So I haven't even told you. But one of my biggest dreams is going to be coming true on the 28th of September. I'm going to be singing the national anthem at the Springbok versus Argentina game my hometown of Mbombela, at the Mbombela Stadium, which I'm so excited about.
I'm excited for you. Oh my gosh.
It's honestly one of my biggest dreams coming true. I never thought that it would happen now, but I'm so grateful. It's going to be...
The process of this happening, did you just call them or did you just ask them? How did this happen?
Yeah, so I mean, you have to just shoot your shots.
Come on.
So I contacted, or I was speaking to my booking agent. Mm-hmm. He's amazing. He's actually in the UK at the moment. He lives there now, and I always speak to him about my dreams and, you know, like, my passions and wanting to perform at festivals. And then I was like, you know what, I'd love to one day, eventually when I'm older, sing the national anthem. And he's like, you know what, you have an email address and I can contact them and let's just see what they say.
Yeah, that's right.
And they got back to me and they were like, you know what, we need a demo by the next day. We'd love to hear how you sing the anthem. And I mean, I think like a week later, they told me that I got it.
That's insane.
And I don't think they were aware that the Mbombela game is my hometown. Nelspruit's my hometown.
Yeah.
And I live in Cape Town now, and you know, the options of, they could have really placed me anywhere. Yeah. And so for me, that's just, again, like, it's just aligning so well. So for me, that's incredible. It's very special. And what's even more incredible is my dad's an architect and he had designed the stadium for the 2010 World Cup.
Like,
and
it's just so spreading into it. Oh,
so full circle,
man, yeah.
So I'm extremely excited. It's gonna be amazing.
Nina, before I let you go, tell us about your new song. We're gonna play it as a breakaway track here on the SA Music Show, but yeah, tell us about your new song.
Yeah, so I just released a single called Ruined Love for Me. No, it sounds a little bit sad, but like we said, we're human, we go through things.
Come on.
And I wanted to write a song that really resonates with people, especially when they maybe go through a breakup or something. You know, a lot of people write songs that are so happy, clappy, and like, you know, not actually talking about the things that people relate to and actually face on the daily. But I didn't want it to be a ballad and a sad song, because for me, you know, we've all been through things. And when I experienced heartbreak, you know, it happened and I was like, you know what, it's a beautiful thing. We learn from this. So the song is literally the journey of heartbreak. It you know, you sometimes get a little bit frustrated and things happen and then you get over it. And as you read the lyrics and as you go through the song, that is the journey. So yeah, it's called Ruined Love for Me, and I hope people enjoy listening to it.
Amazing,
a lot of people
man.
Have messaged me and told me that they really relate to it and they really enjoy the song. So
I like it because one thing that I've always said, I've said this about a lot of artists, but especially Adele, she writes the best music when she's heartbroken.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I think it's because you're so in touch with your emotions at that time. But what strikes me about you, Nina, is your healthy relationship with, can I say, adversity. It's about your teenstaan, say, a heartbreak, let's... Like, recap, let's see, no, this is actually good for me because it's teaching me something, you know, and that's beautiful, and I wish to have more of that attitude.
Oh, thanks, Sabs.
That is what I'm taking away from this today, is that, yeah, man, you really have a healthy relationship with whatever negative, inverted commas, whatever, because I think some of these stuff, we as human beings have made it negative, and we forget that actually it sets us up for something greater.
Exactly.
Which
exactly.
is amazing.
I mean, life's too short.
Lekker. I totally agree with you. Totally agree with you. Nina, dit was lekker. Maar nou moet ek jou laat gaan.
Yeah.
Dit was so lekker. Lekker met jou pa ook gechat. Jacques, dankie vir jou tyd. And until we see each other again, I'm gonna ask you to please literally take us into your song. Tell us who you are. Wait, before I let you go, where can we follow you?
You can follow me everywhere, all social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, you name it.
Everywhere.
Available
right.
everywhere. Nina Brand.
Nina Brand. Got that. And then before I let you go, please introduce your song to us, which we will be playing now on the Breakaway song.
Hi, I'm Nina Brand, and this is my new single, Ruined Love for Me.
Come on now.
The SA Music Show on Jacaranda FM.